So would they gold mine as well as do this job?
No. Once they took the highway job, that was all summer. That took their time. And then the winter, well, they rested. Rested well. We would often take Earl Stout over to the hot springs. Once a week, we'd go over to the hot springs and have a shower and swim, and the kids would enjoy it. But Earl would come down and help us dress the five children. And he just sort of liked it. He'd come down, we'd tell him what night we were going, he'd be there. And he'd start dressing them, because it would be winter. And by the time we got the last one dressed, usually the first one had to go back to the potty or something. But we made it many times over to the hot springs, and he enjoyed that. He always took Earl with us to the hot springs. Then there was the Russian there. At one time in Central, I think it was five different languages were spoken fluently. English brought them all together, but Russian, Simon Sobolev, the Russian, spoke Russian. German, Scandinavian, I don't know whether it was Norwegian or something, but a Scandinavian. They all spoke English. Seems like there were two. Someone spoke French. I think one of Heini Karsten's wives, Jet. I think she spoke French. Hmm. Oh yes. Then after Doc came in, Doc Zurich was a Polander, and he spoke Polish. Hmm. But that's. It was the mix that was there. Mm-hmm. Generally, we all got along. Mm-hmm.